We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the single and source for entrepreneurial stories in New England. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are being hosted through all these segments by the firm of Sapers & Wallach. And my co-host then is Evan Macedo. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to host it from our office.
Great office, big studio. And we did put together that studio. Our next guest, I guess someone you know well, and I'm going to get to know him in the next few minutes, Susile Tully. Welcome. And from Leader Bank. I apologize.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeffrey, and thank you, Evans, for inviting me to your show.
Good.
It's a pleasure to come and talk on your show. I have seen some of the interviews you have done previously and very impressed what you are doing for small business owners.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, you work a lot with small businesses as well, correct?
Yes, we do. Leader Bank is one of the largest small business lenders in the state. Last year, we were number one SBA lenders to veterans because what we believe in, the veterans need to help them to start their own businesses, and we'll help provide funding. And then also we were number one SBA lenders for community banks, which are under $10 billion in the state.
Wow. So how long have you been with Leader Bank?
So I started the Leader Bank.
Okay.
So I've been in the banking for a long time. And in 2002, when all these small community banks were being taken over by large financial institutions, there were not too many small community banks left. I owned a mortgage company at that time in Arlington, and we felt that there is a need for a small community bank. So in 2002, I opened a Leader Bank. We opened Leader Bank with one branch, 7 employees. Right now, we have 9 locations, and we have about 240 employees.
That's fantastic to hear. So your business seems like it's grown very, very well over, you know, the many years that you've been in business. What do you think has led to your many successes?
You know, as it goes with the small business, you and Leader Bank, I consider it a small business myself. You have to provide personal service, meet with each client, and you need to cater your products and services to the needs of your customers. You cannot say that, okay, this is our product. If you fit in there, great. If you don't fit in there, we're not for you. In our case, we say, you come to us, we'll make you fit in our products. If you need a loan, we'll give you a loan. We want our business owners, our customers to grow as we are growing at Leader Bank. So as I was saying, I started the Leader Bank with 7 employees, $6.5 million in assets. We are $1.5 billion in assets 16 years later.
That's a fantastic growth that you guys have done. And speaking of all the different products that you have, can you give us a little bit of an overview of what products you give out to your clients?
Absolutely. So one of the things what we see is in this competitive world, for the small banks, community banks to survive, you have to innovate various products. About 3 years ago, Leader Bank decided that we're going to develop our products. And one of the products we developed was ZRent. So ZRent is an automation of collecting rent or condo fees for the management companies or landlords automatically and depositing that in their bank account. We launched it 3 years ago. We have lots of clients. But we are very happy that some of the other banks are licensing the product from us. Hmm. Right now, we have about 8 banks, and some of them are big banks, who are licensing this product from us. Then last year, we launched a product called Z-Deposit. So similarly for landlords, where when in the Massachusetts, when a landlord gets a tenant, they have to deposit their security deposit in a separate bank account, give them a statement, at the end of the year, collect rent, write them a check. We automated that process, whereas landlord doesn't need to do anything. So what we are trying to do is develop products which are not in the market, but there is a need. And it's working out good for us.
That's great. So you said ZRent and ZDeposit. Yeah. That sounds like a fantastic way to make a lot of renters and landlords' lives a lot easier.
Exactly.
So you've been able to grow during a changing economy, a very competitive landscape of banks. Some banks have come into the market, left the market, haven't been able to exist. When you're with your staff and you're developing them, what do you tell them needs to be the philosophy of the bank that makes it so that you're growing in this competitive marketplace?
So, you know, the main thing I tell them is, look, we are in business. We are in business to make money, but we are not in business to make killing. During the financial crisis, the reasons bank went out of business, because they were heavily involved in subprime lending. And later bank, when we opened the bank, we decided that we are not going to do subprime lending. And we stayed away from it. So when the crisis came, we were prepared to help out customers and grow our bank. And we didn't have any loans that defaulted on us, because we didn't do any riskier loan. So what I tell my clients is, when we bring them to work as a team member at Leader Bank, that look, we want you to take pride in what you do and what the bank does. Bank has a great name in the community, whether it's a real estate, business community. And the reason is, what we promise, we deliver. And our rates are very reasonable. And customers like to come to us, and they bring their friends and relatives to do banking with us.
You know, I have to go back to one of the things you said earlier. Three of us who were in the room, we were in Israel 2 months ago, and we met with some veterans. And I think we were there till, you know, past midnight, and we were all very moved. And you made a point of saying how you're working with veterans to help them develop their entrepreneurship, their independence. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's clearly a very kind thing that you're doing.
We we do the same thing for our employees. We have hired many of them,
right,
as employees at Leader Bank. So it's what I feel is, veterans is a community which gets ignored by a lot of businesses, because they feel is that, okay, this is where you don't make money, you only give contributions and you do things. But I believe in, if you help them out, you help them get employed, you help them get started in business, it benefits everybody. Just think, the veterans I help to start the business, they're gonna hire new employees. As their business grows, they will provide employment opportunities to other people. So overall, the community flourishes because of that.
That's good. So you see the connection that it all has. It's a chain, and it's another link in the chain, and you've acknowledged that they need help as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's very nice. Are there any other areas that you like to get involved with that are kind of special to the bank?
Wait, one of the things very special to the bank is, Leader Bank is the only bank in Northeast which sell gold coins. So the gold coins, like, I'm from India. And when I started the bank, what I saw was that not too many people are selling gold coins. And if somebody needed to buy a gold coin, you go to a dealer, you make a payment. After 3-4 days, you go pick up your coins. So I decided that we're going to get in the gold coin business. And we'd sell, like, American Eagle, Krugerrands, Canadian Maple Leaf. And we stock them. So customers can come in, buy it from us, and walk away with the coins. And our pricing is very reasonable. We only charge 4% commission, whereas sometimes you go to a broker, you pay 15% commission. And this has become a great business for us. During the holidays time, we have a lot of customers who come in and they buy coins to give as a gift to their family members. And you know, we have many clients who buy gold coins as an investment. So this is one business that we are very proud of to offer. So all our branches have gold coins where the customers can go pick them up.
I only have sterling silver coins. I was in the wrong niche. My mother used to give my son sterling silver coins, so I have a whole bunch at home.
But you got to come and buy some gold coins to give to next generation.
I'm not giving my son 30 gold coins anymore. He's in his 30s. He can buy his own coins.
So the other thing, Leader Bank, is we are one of the top lenders for residential mortgages. So before I started the bank, I owned a mortgage company. So this is one business that I know it, how to do it well. And we like, last year we did about $1.8 billion worth of residential loans, and which is about over 6,000 homeowners. We help them finance or refinance their mortgages. And we have about 48 loan officers within the state who help out customers. We have great relationship with the real estate brokers, the people for first-time home buyers. We have awesome programs for them. We provide education to the first-time home buyers, how to become a home buyer, or investors who want to buy investment properties there.
That's very nice. Shishil, if somebody wants to find you, excuse me, and Leader Bank, how would they do that?
So the best thing is log on to leaderbank.com, and we have all the information there, and they can reach us from there. And for business loans, we have just launched a new website called leaderbizloans.com.
Great.
And that is for business owners.
I want to thank you for being on the show today. That's you've got quite a track record and something to be proud of. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me to be part of your show.
And we look forward to seeing you again in 2019. And I want to thank Evan Macedo from Sabres and Wallach, who's also been hosting us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs after these short messages.